G.I. Joe, Retaliation is the kind of film that earns money for Hollywood by appealing to teenage boys with action, fighting, and explosions. Tim Gray edits the entertainment business publication Variety. He says the debate over violent entertainment goes back to the paper's founding 100 years ago, and even further.
It actually goes back 2,000 years. If you look at the plays that the Greeks wrote, the Greek tragedies, if you think about the gladiators and the Colosseum, I mean, violence and entertainment have always gone together. But it's so pervasive now. That's the big difference.
This scene from Alfred Hitchcock's film Psycho was one short segment in a highly crafted film that relied on dialogue to tell the story. Still, in 1960, it shocked audiences. The upcoming Sylvester Stallone film Bullet to the Head uses action to hold the viewer's attention. The science fiction film Pacific Rim, about an alien invasion, should also draw its share of adolescent boys. One producer, whose credits include the early Martin Scorsese film Mean Streets, is now a media analyst. Jonathan Taplin says, guns, explosions, and exciting chases sometimes substitute for careful storytelling.
Action films are action films, and that's one of the things Hollywood does well. And I'm not positive they know how to sustain a teenage audience without a lot of violence.
Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association, the powerful gun lobby, has blamed game and movie makers for the ongoing violence in the real world. He rejects calls for stricter gun controls. But much of the world watches Hollywood entertainment without a problem, says Taplin.
You don't see mass shootings of children in many, many countries where Hollywood movies are the key source of entertainment.
Still, Taplin is disturbed by the violence that pervades American films, especially those from Quentin Tarantino. Tarantino's new release, Django Unchained, tells a story of slavery and retribution in the American South before the Civil War. The recent school shootings have many in Hollywood asking whether movie makers need to tone down the violence, says Variety editor Tim Gray.
People are talking about the Connecticut shootings as if it's the tipping point that could make a difference. Maybe, you know, but we have heard that before.
But young audiences show no signs they are losing interest in viewing violent films. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.